Yeah.
Well,
We
I
don't
don't
need
like doing
that
this.
usual opening music anymore. Mitch can do
Yeah.
it.
Oh, mamma mia.
Hold on, someone's home. I gotta check his home. I'll be right back.
Oh, God. Hey guys, welcome to another episode of the GamePod Uncast. I'm your host, Jordan Haygood, and well, we only have one normal host this time around, Korn.
I'm the dedicated one. I'll
Yes,
never leave
he's
you, community.
the one who has not left for a single episode.
Yep. Despite insulting the community on like multiple occasions.
Yes, instead we have two guests today. Welcome back, Raven from last episode,
Yep.
and the new one, Bizarre Monkey.
Hello.
He's Australian.
So we're gonna
Yes,
have a
yes, I
few
am.
fights.
Yeah, just no, just there's gonna be a war during this episode, but you know, nothing
Yep. Yeah.
too, you know, it's it happens. But yeah, anyway, tell us about a bit about yourself, Biz.
I'm a game developer. Not anyone big, but I make a few cool games and I like drawing stuff and I have a few really cool things. I'm gonna be like talking a lot this episode because I like hearing myself talk.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well,
Yep.
how many games are you working on?
I suppose just one, though I do have three. And though I barely maintain the other two.
And as I understand it, Raven is actually composing for you, right?
Yes, he
Yep.
is.
16 songs down so far.
17.
Just
You made one
I'm
last
sorry.
night, remember?
Is it
Yeah.
17? I thought it was 16.
Yeah.
Can't even keep track of your own music, can you?
Oh, well, I have like over 700 songs.
He's
Psh.
ridiculous.
Amateur.
He's a mach He's a machine, this guy.
Actually, it's like 790 or something, so almost 800. But
Wait, you counted?
well, my folder keeps track of it, you know. Like
I
it
thought
says,
you
like
have
in the
more
bottom
complex.
corner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
All right. Well, aside from games that we're making, what games are we playing, or have been playing in the past week or so? How about you, Korn?
What have I played some more Shadow of the Colossus, because I was sitting around and I decided to do a few more of those. I got up to the last Colossus and then I remembered how much I didn't like him, so I haven't bothered to finish it. And I also played Combat Flight Simulator 3 because hell if I buy a new game.
All right.
Yeah, I
Screw
actually
new games.
played it with some people, so it was quite fun. Even if I was incredibly rusty. Along with, the joystick being incredibly old as well. And that's pretty much it worth talking about.
All right. Well, how about you, Raven?
Pretty much the same as last time, but the other day I played a little bit on Minecraft to check out my old worlds I had built in, and then I played a little Skyrim and went mammoth hunting. But I had some dude following around me from some quest, and he kept ruining my hunt because he would go in and start killing shit, and I'm like, no, I want to hunt this mammoth myself. Leave me alone. And then I played a little. Wait, what did I play? Hold on, wait. Wait, I'm trying to remember.
I don't stalk you.
Luigi's Mansion?
It just no.
Well, you play that on piano. I guess that counts.
I can't remember. Hold on. Oh wait. It's coming to me. Red Dead Redemption. I played it online a little bit, and I walked in front of a dude and just sat there. He was idling with a bull. Then he killed me, and I was like, "Screw you!" And I killed him six times at the end.
All
All right.
right. And is that it for you?
Yeah.
Aside from piano.
Yep.
All right, well, Mr. Monkey, what have you been playing?
Not all that much recently. I've been playing, I actually beat Oddworld's Abe's Exodus recently. I just decided to start playing it, and I got really into it and finished it. And I've been playing a few other things on and off. Hotline Miami, a couple other games I have on Steam, like Torchlight 2 and Skyrim. But that's basically it. Most of the time I've been able to play games, I've been playing my own to fix bugs and stuff.
Yeah, that's what happens.
Oddworld is a good game. I want to play that again. It's been ages. I remember playing that a lot before.
Oddworld? Yeah, I remember playing Abe's Odyssey and.
Yeah, I kind of want to play it again. Like I've been thinking about downloading it onto my PS3 or whatever.
There's a new version of it coming out later this year called New and Tasty, and I'm just waiting for that.
Yeah, the remake.
Oh, there is.
And aren't they actually going in and completely redoing it, like making a new game?
Well, they're not altering the gameplay.
They're not altering it. Yeah, but aren't they newing?
The backgrounds are 3D.
They're using like new assets and everything.
So they're making a new version.
Like, yeah, it's not just
it's Oddworld New and Tasty.
Yeah, it's not just an upscale of the original. It's an actual remake.
You're gonna be on like PS3 or something.
Every console that matters.
Oh, because then I'm definitely gonna play that.
Yeah.
What about the N-Gage?
The N-Gage is my favorite console.
Yeah. All right.
Wait. Does PC count as a console?
It's platform. Really. Let's just say platforms. But yeah. Is that everything for you, Biz?
Yeah, it's everything.
All right. Well, I have been playing quite a few things actually. I continued some Skyward Sword. Played that for a little bit a few days ago, and let's see. I played some more Luigi's Mansion, and but more than anything, the past few days, my twin brother has been hanging out here because he's in the Navy, and he came to visit, and so I've been playing a lot of retro games, like old Nintendo 64 games,
of course,
just for the nostalgia and everything, but I suppose it should be noted that I was kind of under the influence during that time. It was his idea.
What's shameful about that?
I don't know. It's fun when you play games and drink,
especially those old ones with all their colors and stuff.
Yeah.
it's awesome.
Yeah,
this is coming from a guy who has never touched an illegal or legal substance in his life that would resemble any sort of influential behavior.
Now, the only thing that happens to me, really, is I get louder and more obnoxious.
Well, that happens to me even without any sort of thing to inebriate me.
But at the same time, I care a lot less about what people think about me. So I'm just like, yeah, I'll just be whatever, and then pass out. And then
I become a lot more suicidal in video games.
Oh.
Not in real life, don't, you know.
that reminds me.
Yeah.
I used to ride off like hills on my horse in Red Dead Redemption and stuff just to see if I could survive the fall and try to get in the most crazy survival situation I could. Like try to fall as long as I can and somehow survive.
You should play Stranded too.
There was one time where I rolled and I like flipped off like 5 cliffs and somehow I survived. I was like, how the hell did this even happen?
5 cliffs. Try
to like my guy. Like, damn boss is why.
My guy it's kept. Bouncing. I got a bull now. Because I hit level 50. I used to play it a lot, so.
Horses are so weak. I have a bull. Top that nerd.
I want to get the buffalo though. That's so badass riding around on a buffalo.
Oh man.
All right. Well, I never actually said what games I was drinking to, so let's see. I played a few of the Mario Party games, because that's always fun to drink to. you know, you lost. Have a sip or something.
A sip. A sip.
I under-exaggerate
weak
that.
Weak sauce.
I played some... What did I play? I lost my memory afterwards, so no. we tried to. I also played WarioWare Smooth Moves just because it's funny to just see people drinking and playing that game. swinging around. I played Clay Fighters 63 and a third, which I don't know if anyone's ever played that game.
That
but
sounds
it's,
pretty niche.
It's, I haven't.
Yeah. I tried to play a few games. I actually tried to play a few ROMs. Just, you know, don't sue me. But yeah, a lot of those wouldn't work. But
of course they wouldn't.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. Just tried a few games.
Right.
Played a few in longer sessions and
passed out drunk.
Yeah. Well, sort of, yeah.
Passed out on the couch afterwards and together that all happened.
Hey, robots drink too, you know. Don't criticize. but yeah.
Wouldn't they electrocute them?
What?
Wouldn't that electrocute them?
No. Ask Bender.
Damn it, stop being so sorry, analytical.
Yes. In any case, let's go back to the making games thing. And Biz, since you've been working so heavily on your games, what kind of tips would you give to beginners or just aspiring game developers?
Well, first, I made the mistake of trying to release a full game when I started out, which turned out terribly. I recommend if you're starting out, just make a demo first. It takes a lot less time, and then you can gauge whether people will actually give a crap when you actually release a full game. So, yeah.
Always try to start with, like, test projects, I guess you could say.
Yeah. Also, don't rely on making a fan game being successful, because it won't happen. Ever. I remember my first thing was a fan game. That turned out terribly. Next thing was too close to a fan game. That also turned out terribly. Then I made a game with a green dog, a red cat, and a kangaroo, and holy shit, so all of a sudden everybody loves me.
I don't make fan games because I like to make original things, you know. I don't like to steal from other stuff. Like, that's why I refuse to make, like, remixes musically, you know? Because I like originality and not, like, taken from other stuff.
Yeah. I understand the
Captain.
Sentence completely.
Yeah. I guess.
I can't think of anything else currently. But there's just, you know, use common sense. No one's gonna like be all over your game if you're just essentially making Final Fantasy X. But
that's what you did.
Like, yeah, exactly.
So you even had like Seymour's battle theme.
Oh god, don't get. Let's. Why you gotta go there? But yeah, just try to be like creative with it, because if you're not, you're not gonna do very well.
Well, it's a creative industry, theoretically.
Yeah, theoretically. I can't think of anything else. I did have another thing for a quick second, but now I don't. So I guess we'll go on to the next thing.
I guess one thing would probably be just don't be too ambitious. Because if you try too hard at first, you're not going to get anything.
One thing that I have a problem with is I always like keep thinking up like ideas, and I keep wanting to like make side quests, but then I have to tone it down a little in the end. If I make any side quests, I try to tone it down to a number per area.
Yeah.
So I don't get over ambitious with it, you know?
Yeah, there's 100 side quests in the first area and like 10 in the next.
Like, I just think like maybe two to three per area, and that's it, you know?
Yeah. I have a lot of trouble keeping my word count down, because I'm such a verbose motherfucker. That I can't help just talking about stuff that's really fascinating to me, but everyone else is just like, well, who gives a f-? You know, it's
all
like,
the details.
You gotta trim that down, and just keep it, you know.
Well, since I love story, I tend to have like a lot of dialogue, but I drag on for too long, you know.
Yeah, and you've obviously done that well, because I've made it through all your games.
Yeah, you played my black-white game. That had, like, 300. Yeah,
and Copman was amazing. It was awesome.
Yeah. Black-white actually had 335 lines of recorded dialogue. Like, I had to voice that many lines. It took me two bottles, water bottles,
this
too.
This is why I don't voice act for my games.
Yeah, well, I do it sometimes. Depends on the game. Like, I'm not going to voice fourth word.
Oh, yeah. Well, I wouldn't voice Menagerie either, considering some of the characters talk like...
Hey, you said you'd let me voice a cat, so I'm going to do that.
Yeah. I've let other people voice act. I'm just not going to do it.
Meow.
Hey.
No. Stop it.
What's going on? And by the way, audience, you probably don't know what these games are, so...
I don't. So, yeah.
I totally think you guys should post these on the forums, our forums, so our community knows what they are. So, hey.
I'd have to make an account
there. Yeah, I can plug my stuff in other places.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can post in amazing contests and giveaways and other things to sell out.
I never make any giveaway.
Yeah.
Make some mushrooms t-shirts.
Well, if you want to, go for it.
We'll convert them post-podcast, don't worry.
Yeah.
If I do, it'll probably be to post some of my music somewhere, you know?
Well, there's a place for that.
Yeah.
Yes, there is.
That's where I post my music.
There's not for that.
Woo! It appears we have another guest.
Uh-oh. No, dog, shut up. I swear to God.
Actually, I kind of agree with that dog's opinion on game development, what he said.
What he said just now.
He had some pretty good points here.
Okay, first off, you're the douche, it's a she. And second off...
Okay.
Could you talk to dogs anyway? When were you a dog whisperer? When did this happen?
Since I was like 15.
Okay.
Alright.
Stronger than most dog whisperers.
Alright, well,
I believe there was a topic around.
Enough dogs. On the topic of game development, what do you consider good games? Like... What are your ideal recipes for good games? Like, what do you think goes in, like, I don't know, what factors do you prefer? If you make a game, what do you look for? What do you try to focus on?
Fun.
I'll let other people go first, because I could be here all day.
Well, the right recipe depends on the right seasoning.
I suppose.
Damn it.
Yeah.
Well, let's be general here.
I was just kidding around, you know. But yeah.
Well, this is a question for everyone. It's not just me this time. So go on.
I can talk.
Yeah.
Yeah,
go on. I don't know.
Nobody will stop you.
Yes, they will. I don't know. Good games. Kind of focused on doing a few things well instead of, you know, just doing a whole bunch of random crap. Or I jump between games. Like, I like a bunch of different stuff. There's no like one thing I like in games. I don't know. It just needs to do the stuff it wants to do well, and it has to be entertaining in some regards.
Yeah, I kind of
and cheap.
I kind of feel the same way about that. Like whatever they're going for, they have to do it well. If they try something and they fail at it, that's not going to look good. And like if they, for instance, if they tried to make a deep story and it was a dumb story, that's going to resonate and people are going to make fun of it. They're like, oh, that was a terrible story.
It'd be great as a parody, though. Like, this mailman must deliver this parcel before time runs out.
I actually
this
made
deep
a
story.
Yeah, it can be a bad story purposely for the sick humor.
I actually made a parody game back for April Fools, though I didn't release on April Fools. I released on like April 29th because it took me the whole entire month.
It's still April. It's still April.
It was basically like a horror parody, and you got chased through a house by some white thing in a black suit.
Slender Man.
It had a big white head. He's called Black and White, and, you know, Biz played it.
Slender Man's brother.
It's about an hour long. It's a game I mentioned that I voiced earlier that was like 335 lines.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Well, yeah.
But, yeah, we were talking about how to make a...
How do you define a good game, Mitch?
Well, I personally, like, one of my favorite aspects of games is, like, story, because I like a game with a good story. But you know, it also has to have good gameplay, you know, like it can't be like a good story, but then you know, you have all the glitches, like you're just flying around and flipping all over the place and shit, you know?
Yeah, just give me a movie or a book or something. I have to play through this crappy game just for the story.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, why wouldn't you just read a book instead?
Yeah, but I like a game with a good story. Like my games, I always focus on like story mainly, but I also make sure that it has like good gameplay and you know all that. Like it's an enjoyable game to play, you know.
Yeah, and as a writer, that's one of the first things I try to look for. I just don't want to make this generic thing. I want to, you know, use my mind to write something good. Like, yeah.
Oh, I know. I'll use my brain.
I like doing original things. Like, I don't like making cliche shit, really, you know?
Yeah. He's the hero, and he's gonna go save the princess.
We've played that before. I'm
evil demon.
I actually am making one, but it's for the cliche contest on RPGMakerVX.net, but I don't think I'll be able to finish it in time, because I started, like, way late, so...
Yeah, it could be funny if you use cliches, you know, for the sake of humor, kind of like the whole
or lampshade them like I do.
Yeah,
yeah.
Because I'm also making a cliche game, and
not.
It's
surprisingly enough.
Right. Kind of. Yeah. So many of us making cliches, huh?
I had a nice idea once that had to do with cliches.
What's going on?
Sorry, I'm trying to talk when everyone else is talking. It's rude.
Okay, Biz, go first.
Oh.
Yeah, go first.
What do you mean go first?
Just say what you're saying.
Okay, there wasn't anything important. Just, you know, let him finish.
Okay, then, Raven, you go. Say whatever.
I was just gonna say that I had a cool idea for kind of spin on cliches, but I haven't gotten like to actually making that yet. It's just a little idea. That's all I was gonna say. Anyway.
All right. Well.
I haven't talked about what I look for in games, but yeah.
Oh yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah. So I like gameplay. Like I have to have a game that's fun to keep me entertained. Charming characters is also something I really look for. That's why I really get a kick out of things like Ape's Odyssey and some other things like Spyro, Crash Bandicoot, Ratchet and Clank, those kind of things. Because characters are very charming and yeah. What I really dislike is when people prioritize graphics over gameplay. Like, for example, Crysis. I didn't actually play Crysis, but I know enough about it to realize that it relies on its graphics for fun. Not the actual gameplay. Gaming is basically... The thing I think Crysis could have done really well is if it let you explore more, but it didn't. It's like, oh yeah, here's some really pretty graphics, but this is a sightseeing tour, so deal with it.
You know, there's also, since we have, since two of us compose music, music is a big factor, I think. I like,
meh.
Like, there are a lot of games that you, if it wasn't for the soundtrack that they had, just, it would kind of kill a lot of what you enjoyed about it.
Yeah,
you know
what, I agree.
You know one game that I think, like, wouldn't be as good without the music?
Yeah.
Nier, because that game's music was great. And I, like, fit it really well.
I haven't even played, but I know its music is good.
Yeah, I hear it is.
Yeah, it's
I really...
major part of the game, pretty much.
I really like the music for Oddworld. It's really good.
Oh, yeah.
I like that.
All the
Oddworld
effects have really astounding music.
Well, yeah, we were talking about how a lot of games prioritize graphics and everything. And while we wouldn't technically consider those as good games, you know, in some cases, I guess you would say it was a successful game in the, you know, because, you know, it's like action-packed movies, you know, it might not be a good movie, but people went to see it because, you know, the Resident Evil movies, they aren't spectacular, but they've made a crap load of money because people wanted to see the, you know, action.
The blood and guts. Mm,
yeah.
I think that they got off to an okay start, but then they started getting a little bit
wrong. Oh, that bloody dog of mine.
I agree, dog.
Yeah. Yeah, that dog has a point, Biz.
Yeah.
My dog is the smartest individual in this whole house.
He's also a PC gamer.
She makes games, and she makes my games look awful.
She also stars in one of them, right? Doesn't it have a dog?
No, it's not the dog. It's not the same dog.
You should have him. You should have her voice him.
Yeah.
I do actually have a recording of one of her dumb yodels.
But I can voice a dog. Check this out. Bark.
No.
Bark. Bark.
No, I would never hire you for that. Go away.
Bark.
Bark.
In any case, we keep getting dog tracked. Sidetracked.
We do.
I think a good example of the difference between a good game and a successful game would be where the Resident Evil series has gone in recent years. A lot of people hated the 6th one. I kind of enjoyed it.
But in terms of old and even
4, which isn't like retro or anything, but the reason that they changed it the way they did is because money and popularity. To make it successful, they had to change it to what gamers wanted. And
of gamers who were stupid.
the whole fixed camera angle thing and, you know, all that stuff that that series used to do, it just wasn't as popular anymore. And, they wanted a bigger audience because, they're a big developer and they don't settle for less. And so, yeah.
I just hate how they moved from,
survival
horror gameplay to being, an action game, pretty much.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I looked it up once, and apparently survival horror is actually, a subcategory, a subgenre of the action genre, which I guess kind of makes sense, because, you're still shooting those zombies and everything. But, they kind of took away the sub part and
like creepy at all anymore.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes it is, but most of the time. Space,
but it only took them 2 games instead of 5.
Yeah.
I remember I pussied out playing Resident Evil 0 once and just stood in front of a door for like ages. Before I had the balls to move on.
You want a scary game? Could play Amnesia. Oh god.
Yep.
No, it was a creepy game.
One of those SRC mods.
But yeah, I played. Did you mention Amnesia, Biz?
Yeah, I did.
Because I played the demo of it, and I got I was scared as hell, just chilling in a room for ages. And then I noticed it was just sounds in the environment. There was nothing after me. I was like, are you fucking kidding me? Just pushing out when there was nothing around.
Yeah, that's half the great thing. It's just the air of mystery is just always there, and you're just never sure when something's going to pop out. What a lot of the recent gen games do now is they're like, oh, hey, look, it's a scary monster. Too bad. It's actually killable and everything. The best game is a game where you feel you are entirely defenseless. That's the best kind of horror because it's psychological.
Yeah, and that's what one of the Silent Hill games it was Shattered Memories. They started trying to do that. It wasn't, the scariest, but they took away your weapons, so all you had to do was try to survive and you run the hell away so that you can not die. And, Downpour also did something similar, but they gave you weapons, but they broke. So, you couldn't just kill every monster you saw.
Yeah.
And it was like, oh crap, I'm outnumbered, I gotta get away.
Were you scared in black and white? You were defenseless then.
No, it was too goofy.
One of my friends
was a lot of jump scares though.
One of my friends actually said that he was really scared and he kept running back to the safe room.
And that actually reminds me of Slender, because you know, you're just walking around, you just have a camera and a flashlight, and you know, as
the ability to pick up notes.
Yeah, you get notes, and as you get notes, you're just, the music is just creeping you out, while every once in a while you see this creepy monster that's everywhere you turn. You run away, you look back, it's closer to you.
Well, Blacklight was actually more so inspired by that RM game, Out Ani, because I saw that purple creature and I was like, that's such a stupid creature. Now I want to parody that and make a stupid creature myself. Like, that, like, seeing that stupid creature just made me want to make a game with a stupid creature chasing you. And kind of, like, that was the main inspiration, basically. And that's what created Blacklight.
It looked like Gankar on acid.
All games need stupid monsters.
The intro scene with it was amazing. You remember that, Biz? Then just popping up at the door.
Don't even, dude. Why you gotta go there?
Don't you even say that. But yeah, it kind of raises the point that you know, like AAA titles and just, you know, the bigger titles have been really just, they've been trying too hard to, you know, raise their audience and get the most money they can. And then indies come in, indie developers come in, and they do things that, you know,
completely new and insane.
It may not be as big, but they actually do things that, you know, the game should really be.
Yeah.
Well, we've talked previously about how AAA games do kind of go after quite a high sell value. Like, was it Tomb Raider sold $3 million, but copies got there eventually, and then they considered a failure or whatever.
Yeah.
Really? This is the threshold for success? Like 3 million copies?
That's it's ridiculous. It's not enough. We need 13 million.
If you told an indie developer his game was gonna sell 3 million, so he would just flip out.
Yeah, even 100,000 is like, god, this is happening.
I mean, I'm giving my games out for free, and I've still only got like about 200 downloads on record. A lot of them aren't on record because only one site records them that I posted on. But you know, so like even I was happy with that.
I just kind of reminds me of a video I saw once. That was pretty much about, I mean, it was mainly about the music industry, I think, but, you know, it was pointing out that, you know, what sells is pretty much the only thing that's selling, you know? It's like, okay, you have this idea, screw that, we're gonna do this, you know? Oh, you're a good singer, screw you, you're not a hot chick. And, you know, it's like that. You give away your games for free so people can play them, and they're actually good games, but then there are these crappy games, or subpar games at least, that that, you know, people are buying them because
$60 for Colonial Space
because
Marine.
90% of Earth's population is made up entirely abstract.
I saw a review for Aliens. I was like, 4. I was like, holy that's a bad rating.
4.
And you just sold pretty well.
I gave 007 Legends a 3.
Ooh.
Oh dear.
Yeah, watch out for that game.
You see it on the streets, run.
I thought for a second you were saying, I got mixed up. I thought you meant Killer 7.
No. That...
Which is actually pretty good.
Yeah,
just because it's pretty, like, out there and...
It's a Suda 51 game, man.
Yeah, exactly. It's like... No More Heroes and that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
I haven't played any of his games, though.
You probably liked them.
You monster. Yeah, those are some really good... Whether you say good or not, they're at least worth playing.
They're trying to do something new, which is something
interesting,
I can appreciate this industry, because of all the clones just thinking up the market.
It's like they don't take themselves too seriously, these games. I mean...
Yeah,
freaking Lollipop Chainsaw. just look
at that. Yeah, I was just about to bring that up. It's like Lollipop Chainsaw in HD.
Nice.
Like, AAA games or developers do have one thing going for them, and that's that they can actually afford to do what they want.
Yeah.
And with indie...
Too bad they don't.
Yeah. with indies, you know, like Cave Story was made from one person. They made the game, they did the graphics, they did the music, and it was really successful, but they couldn't afford anything but to do everything themselves.
Yeah.
And,
Captain.
What?
Speaking of that, coincidentally, the last song I listened to was literally a Cave Story song.
Oh. There's always a coincidence with you.
I know. Wasn't there one, like, with the, like, Luigi's Mansion?
Yeah. It was like, oh, just looking up that song. There it goes.
We're not doing special guest, piano.
Yeah.
Yep.
Now you're going to go learn the Cave Story song.
I actually did practice one a little bit before, but then I got distracted by like another song, but now I want to go back and try it again.
But of course, speaking of, you know, funding, now there's, you know, Kickstarter and Indiegogo and things like that where as long as it's an interesting concept and you have something made already, you know, there's a chance that people are going to be interested and, you know, give you their money.
It's going to be interesting to see.
Like that meme, shut up and take my money. That's pretty much like now that actually, you know, it works that way. It's like, this game looks cool. Shut up, take it. Okay, make it.
Shut up and take my money, then make it. I remember earlier this year, I made for an April Fool's joke a mock-up of one of my games in HD. Like, I used photorealistic shots, and someone actually posted, shut up and take my money. It's like, I'd never do that because I hate HD remakes, but, you know, it was still fun.
That was amazing, Biz. I remember that. I was like, yes, I love you right now. I remember posting
that. You did love me before. I feel so heartbroken.
No, not at all. Just kidding.
Well, speaking of, like, funding in games, kind of makes me think of, you know, this first question here. So, yeah, let's answer some questions. you know, some games have, like, product advertising, and Kikyu asks us, what do you guys think about product advertising in video games? Like billboards in a game with Pepsi on them or someone eating a Happy Meal?
It depends on the game. Like, racing games, the billboards are the actual ads.
Yeah.
But I don't mind it as long as it's not intrusive.
Yeah, if they're throwing it in your face.
Yeah, all of a sudden you're just walking, all of a sudden a billboard just flies up nowhere right in the middle of the screen, stops every 5 minutes.
Or one of the characters is literally Ronald McDonald.
Oh, gosh.
Ronald McDonald is joining your party.
That would be pretty interesting. That would be more interesting than half the dross that comes out nowadays.
The fast food RPG.
I mean, I actually do have no problem with it, and sometimes it can really add to a game. Like, I remember I was playing Wipeout 2097, and they have those Red Bull energy drinks out everywhere. And I was like, oh man, I love Red Bull, so I love this game too. Now I want Red Bull. And like, if they need to pay their sponsors, like, and if they need to get the money from their sponsors or whatever, like, I don't have a problem with it. As long as it's not intrusive, I don't care.
Speaking of advertising in games, this isn't really advertising per se, but I sometimes like make my own billboards that like parody advertisements and put them in like shops and stuff in my games.
Yeah, I do that.
Like, I have one that shows a soda bottle that I sprited, and it says Deep on it, and then it says Deep Soda, the soda that created innuendos.
Yeah, it's cool to advertise your own stuff. Like, I think I can't really think of any examples right now, but there are games that do that that come out. You know, they have a, I guess you would say, a cameo of some kind. Like a poster, like, or something. Like some kind of ad for their own thing.
Grand Theft Auto makes fake ads all the time for...
Oh, God, that's great.
Yeah. Like,
I mean, I did that to a small degree in one of my games. I just had the characters have their own soda brand in, like, the...
I remember that in Intelligence.
Yeah, that's the game. Yeah, I just had a few billboards with like Rolly's Roller and Pep's Pilsner and stuff.
I had the deep soda, and then it had those optimism and pessimism pictures that showed you the one with life's an ocean swimming, and one has a shark,
what
and then one
doesn't. What's that eating advertising?
Well, it wasn't advertising anything. It was just like optimism, you know, there's nothing in your way, swim, and then pessimism, there's a shark, and it's going to fuck you up.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
But yeah, you know, whatever you need to do to, you know, afford things, make one of your characters drink a Pepsi or whatever, or if it's as simple as a billboard, you know, people might see that, people might not, you know, it.
Well, I mean, they made the billboards pretty hard to ignore in Saints Row 3, even though all the billboards were just self-reflective, like mine were.
I have a whole tile set dedicated to billboards. It's just my billboard tile set.
Are you joking or are you actually serious?
No, I'm serious. Like, I have, like, a whole one that's, like, full of billboards.
Alright.
Alright, let's move on to our next question.
Yeah.
Sure.
TK asks, what is your favorite gaming female character?
Not much to choose from.
Now.
I think a lot of people nowadays might think about Lara Croft because the new one, everyone seems to feel like she was actually, you know, made well. As opposed to the old one, which was just, you know, just kinda there. Big butt and boobs, you know. Yeah.
I didn't play the new Tomb Raider because that series was dead to me after the first game. So yeah. I don't know about anything about that.
Have any of
I'm
us...
I'm not a big fan of Quick Time Events, so I haven't played
it. Oh, yeah.
That's one more motivation to not play it.
It's got a lot of good reviews. And everyone I hear talk about it, they say they love it. So I haven't played it myself, but, you know, I do know that people feel more for Lara than they used to.
Yeah.
Sexually or not.
Anyway, you guys should go first because I don't actually have an answer for this. So while you guys are talking, I'll try to think of something.
Okay, fair enough.
Commander Shepard?
Yes, female version.
Rule 63, yeah. That makes it easy.
I think Samus is a popular one.
Oh, God.
Samus? Even how do you pronounce it?
Samus. I think it's actually said Samus, but
A lot of people say Samus, but you know, I go by Samus. What I heard at first, which was on the original Super Smash Brothers, when the announcer says Samus, and I'm like, okay.
Yeah, that might have just been because I didn't have a very powerful sound card back then.
Yeah.
I saw it pronounced as Samus, and I think.
Well, I think that's just the like Western pronunciation.
Okay, I thought that one.
You know, with stuff like in Japan and pretty much every Asian culture, and you know a lot of other ones. You know, the A is usually pronounced, you know, with the aw sound.
Ah, that was an ironic response, by the way.
I know.
Ah.
A cruel irony, much like my dependence on you.
Well, let's.
I thought of a character, by the way.
Oh, yeah? Go ahead.
Sheila the Kangaroo from Spyro 3.
All right.
It's actually Tristy's original inspiration, so.
I know Game Podunk's own Kiki would probably answer with. Lightning from Final Fantasy 13, everything.
Oh, God. My most hated character from any game? That kooky skank in Final Fantasy 13, the one with the pink hair, who's basically
kooky skank.
Leprously retarded.
Yes, the one with the weird accent.
I just hate happy characters in general.
The way to deprive
me grumpy enough in this episode.
Need more grump up in this romp.
Yeah. Mm. Far too optimistic.
I just make an aura of charisma and optimism wherever I go.
I guess there's no shark in your way.
Go cook yourself.
I guess I'll say pretty much any female character that isn't just using that damsel in distress trope.
Or who's wearing extra clothing.
Yeah, just a character who's actually made, developed to be somebody.
And I saw a game recently where literally every female character was, in a thong and bra. Until, except for in the one scene in the beginning. After that, everyone was just in a bra and panties.
Was it by chance that Playboy Mansion game?
No, it was some other game. I can't remember the name.
Was it that MMO?
It was ridiculous. So, no female character except for in the beginning. I was like, are you serious?
There's a lot of Japanese games to do that. sex appeal.
That's true.
I think it was actually based off some anime, so.
Oh, Black Rock Shooter.
We did talk about that a few episodes back. This 13-year-old character wearing.
Barrel loved it, if I remember
correctly. I don't think he loved it for that. Don't twist his thoughts. That's true. It's your fault, Barrel. Even though you might not listen to this.
You won't.
Yeah.
No, I'm telling him to. I guess it is kind of sad that we can't think of a bunch of characters just off the top of our head.
Well, I did. One character. Oh,
few.
There are a few in RPGs.
Oh yeah.
I guess I don't know if any of you have played Xenoblade, but they make their female characters pretty strong and
I haven't played Xenoblade, as I said last podcast.
I don't play many RPGs.
It's actually really good, and the female characters, while you can make them wear some skimpy clothing if you wanted to. Because
it's good to have the option there.
Yeah.
For the out in the world.
They do have bikinis and stuff that you can equip your characters with. But hey, they have it for men too, so take off his shirt if you want.
I need to get my gay bro rage lost on.
Nice.
Yeah, but their characters are pretty well developed. In general.
Actually, I just thought of another one. It's more obscure, but Epic Battle Fantasy 3 and 4 have Natalie, and in the fourth one there's another character, and they're both pretty well-rounded. Not in that way.
Oh, I get it.
Nice.
Silly monkey. Yes. Yeah. Any others from the top of your head that you can think of immediately?
Not any except they're in my games.
All right, well, let's move on to the most important part of this podcast.
Oh gosh, okay. The part that I've done no planning for.
Oh dears.
Ooh. Hey, well, you have an Australian here. Maybe you can.
Oh yeah.
I know even less about New Zealand than I know about my own country.
Well, this will be fantastic. So New Zealand corner.
Yeah. Some good stuff.
Nothing interesting happened this week. You guys yell at me when I talk about politics or rugby. So that rules out the two things.
Talk about politics and
rugby. Hey, Beryl and Marshall aren't here. Don't worry about that.
No, I'm cool with this. Talk about rugby and politics.
God.
John Key and stuff.
Oh, don't get me started on John Key again.
is John Key your David Cage?
No, because I prefer not to talk to him.
Unlike Marshall, who's obsessed with David Cage. I think he's lying when he says he hates him.
Ellen Myers is my... Wait, crap, I forgot his name.
Somebody something.
We're all really somber now. That is the end. And New Zealand
corner. Yeah.
Oh yeah, you're done, really?
No. You want me to talk? I mean, the Crusaders lost to the Chiefs, which is a tragedy. I was kind of expecting better from them because they smashed the Blues to a bloody pulp. But then they lost to the Chiefs. As long as the Kiwi team is going to win the Super Rugby, I'm fine. Just watch it with my own.
I think the American rugby team needs to win.
They don't play it. They're Super Rugby.
They really don't.
Is rugby like that little like golf-like game?
Yes.
No, rugby is wonderful.
Maybe golf is that rugby-like game. Jeez.
Nice. I think he was actually joking, but I'm not really sure.
Who knows?
I'll let it be a mystery.
I say a lot of stupid things, too.
But yeah, what New else? Zealand. Anything going on?
Not really.
Except for that hedge thing going on right outside.
Well, that's not news. That's a dude cutting my hedge.
It's news to me.
And news is exciting here.
Because I didn't know about it before.
Well, our hedge is being cut. There you go. New Zealand corner this week.
Woo! Woo! Yeah!
I guess. We had hedges here before.
Hooray for the hedge covers.
Down. Actually, they're more like bushes.
Hedges are just square and rectangular bushes.
Yeah, well, we had a bunch of bushes lining the driveway before.
So I was comparing the word bushes and can't help but not think of something
God.
Else.
Oh, God. Oh, jeez.
How old are you, monkey?
What have I done?
We have a bunch of bushes lining the driveway right now. Just kidding.
All right.
Oh, God. Let's not go down this dark path.
Yeah, that's probably what Beryl would have said if you were here. But yeah, let's end this.
I'm sure would have sighed deeply.
Yeah, and probably contribute to it even more.
Yeah.
Yeah, before this gets too dark for our own good, let's
too dark.
Stop.
But yeah, let us end this.
Once again, New Zealand Corner has been a complete flop.
What are you talking about? It was a success.
It was a success. It's the most exciting news I've heard all week.
But, yeah. Bye, guys. See you next week.
Bye.
With whoever decides to show up. Somebody will be here next week.